This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. The Weekend.
On Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
Joined on the line now to talk food with Samantha Wood, aka Food Diva, giving us some helpful tips to keep in mind when dining out. Supporting local restaurants, I'm wearing my Ravi's t-shirt, Samantha Wood, and ultimately some new openings. So how have you found the last few weeks and months?
Good afternoon, Helen.
Hello.
Good afternoon, everyone. Well, you know, it's interesting, actually, because as we went into lockdown, I sort of breathed a sigh of relief. And I thought, gosh, I actually don't have to dine out anymore.
Oh, you got a break.
But that lasted, I know. I realised how much of a chore it had become for me. But that was very short-lived because it only lasted a week and then I was gagging to go out again.
So tell us then, have you been ordering in? Have you been cooking? Combination?
Well, I have actually. I turned to Hello Chef and I've been doing their sort of recipe and ingredient service. So once a week, they deliver a box of four meals. You choose the recipes in advance and then you cook them. And it's been amazing. And then I've been treating myself to sort of deliveries a couple of for the rest of the week. So it's been a mixed bag. But I have been, the moment the lockdown ended, I've been out.
That's what we're going to be talking about this afternoon. Oh, are you? Where are you right now?
Well, I was actually at Reef's actually for lunch, but I've actually popped next door because it was quite a noisy and busy there. So I've popped next door to a little cafe in Darwassalmore.
It's encouraging to hear noisy, busy, you know, Thursday lunchtime, well, people getting out and about.
With safe distancing measures, obviously.
Good.
So no restaurant can run at 100% capacity, even though they removed the 30% capacity because you still have 2 meter distancing between tables. But yes, it's reassuring to see. And actually last weekend, the IFC was quite busy. All the restaurants there were pretty busy.
So where have you been then since you've been able to get through those restaurant doors, Sam?
Well, my first restaurant was actually Mythos because I craved comfort food. I'm half Cypriot. I obviously can't fly back home at the moment. So that was my sort of go-to place. And last weekend, I went to Beebe's at DIFC. So that was one of the restaurants that was quite busy. I also heard Avli was very busy as well. I say very busy in the scheme of things, given the distancing measures in place.
It's so interesting, isn't it? Because I feel like we're all just trying to figure out what we're comfortable with right now, like what's in our comfort zone. And for some people, it's like, I'm staying at home, I'm continuing to do my essential shop, cook for myself, and that's where my head's at. Mm. And then at the other end of the scale, you've got, I mean, you work in food industry, so it's a little bit different, but you've got people who were perhaps hyper-social before and are desperate to get back into the world and dine and interact. And, you know, as soon as measures change and lift, that, you know, straight out to do as much as possible. And I think, you know, we've all got these varying degrees. I went out for the first time for dinner on Tuesday night and went to Careen. And the dining experience just is just completely different, you know. Wearing our mask, obviously, to walk in, be temperature checked. Tables, as you say, very generously spaced out. Definitely quieter than I would, you know, normally expect. But this was I was so grateful to be there, for one thing. But instead of being handed a menu, you know, being given a little piece of paper with a QR code on that you hit with your phone, the menu comes up on that. And some things not available on the menu because obviously supply chain and you know, things happening behind the scenes. But overall, a fantastic dining experience to just go out into the world again. And I really enjoyed it. What kind of other changes have you noticed around Dubai?
Well, I think that the mask thing is the key one for me. Yes, we as guests don't have to wear masks when we're sitting down. But the waiters do, the front of house staff do, obviously the kitchen staff do as well. And it's amazing you realize how much that expression
that connection.
You no longer, you miss that connection, that engagement. And you realize how much you might have been lip reading before. So that for me is the biggest sort of change. But it's great that you can now eat off regular crockery. cutlery and glassware, that's and for all beverages as well, provided they have dishwashers, industrial dishwashers in place. And children are now being allowed out, apart from malls at the moment. That may change, but at the moment, children and those above 60 can now eat in all outlets, bar malls.
It was really strange. We went to Bistro at the weekend, and the power of Instagram, as soon as we saw that we were allowed to go, I was like, let's go and have breakfast somewhere. And it was... we'd all kind of forgotten how to be in public. I spent the whole time going, I'm so sorry. We haven't really been out of the house since March, so I apologise for the mess that we're making. And it was really lovely to see kids being able to do that. And also, but above all, to be able to get back to some of our favourite places and continue to support them, because it's been a really rough ride for a lot of independent eateries over the last few months. So now that they are able to welcome as many people as possible, That is it's a massive positive thing, and something we really hope will turn things around for a lot of restaurateurs.
Yeah, and that's partly, I went out for my own sanity's sake, but also because I do work in this industry. I'm very close to a lot of the restaurants, a lot of the chefs here. I want to support the local businesses. And at the end of the day, everyone's got to do what they're comfortable with. But also sort of things to keep in mind that restaurants are running at reduced staff levels. So service perhaps might be a little bit slow. And as you said, also you pointed out, due to supplies or certain ingredients that aren't available, they have re-engineered their menus. So not all dishes may be available. So we do need to be a little bit patient. Also, other things that I would say is like, do reserve in advance, or at least check in advance, even if it's cafes or sort of non-licensed restaurants. Because of the seating arrangement, the fact that they have less space, and just to make sure that they can accommodate you. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to cancel, not going to show up, cancel. No-shows are a real dirty word now more than ever, because that spot could have gone to someone else.
I would love to get your take an update, really, on the latest restaurant rules and regulations as per Dubai Municipality Directives. Yeah. What do we need to know, Samantha?
Okay, all right. A few points. Restaurants can operate until 11 p.m. with safe distancing of 2 meters, or the other option is Perspex divider screens. And you're seeing that, interestingly, in a few places, but most are going for the 2 meter spacing.
Hang on. Where's the Perspex? Where have you seen Perspex around town?
They've in a few cafes. I can't actually name them because I've seen it sort of crop up online. But there are a few restaurants that have installed sort of Perspex divider screens between the tables.
I had that at my hairdressers the other day.
There you go. Yeah. It's quite prevalent in Asia because obviously the crisis and the lockdown hit them earlier than us here. But that does involve a little bit of a redesign. And perhaps we'll see more of that. I'm not sure. But in the meantime, they can, as long as the tables are spaced out 2 meters, they're still abiding by the rules. Regular crockery, cutlery and glassware is permitted. Customers can remain in restaurants for a maximum of 3 hours. The children we talked about, and the fact that masks are no longer required when you're sitting down in restaurants. So you obviously need to wear it on your way there and back, especially if you're not traveling with your family or you're catching a taxi. But once you're seated, you can remove it. And obviously, you need to remove it to eat anyway.
So we just heard from Justin Snyder there from Crush Brands talking about their opening up a new chicken concept. We had Reef Othman on the show last week about his new concept. And I know you were in there today, Samantha. This is very encouraging. We know, unfortunately, a lot of people, places aren't going to make it out of this, of the pandemic on the food front, but some are thriving.
I probably wouldn't go as
thriving might be a bit strong.
As thriving.
Surviving.
for want of a better word, because everyone's using it, pivoting. Mm-hmm. But they are adapting. And I think in the crisis, agility is key. I mean, we have had some new openings, partly because they'd actually opened just before the crisis and then had to close, or were going to open and then delayed it. So you've had, I mean, Rocca is now officially opening. Maine has opened its third outlet in the same hotel as Rocca. That's the Zaha Hadid
Business
Hotel.
Bay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Business Bay. Boca has changed their concept to La Taperia. So it's more sort of Spanish, authentic Spanish tapas. And they've added breakfast as well. And they're on delivery.
Fab. All right.
So that's quite interesting. That just launched last weekend. And then we also have some restaurants like Opa has created two delivery-only brands. One is called the Mad Greeks and the other one is Cali Chick, which is fried chicken. You've got to love the name.
So that's another fried chicken kind of chicken concept.
Are we all
craving a bit of comfort?
I think that's actually what's transparent with all these new concepts is comfort food. And you've seen it with Noma in Copenhagen, which has gone from sort of tasting menu, hard to get a reservation, unless you've booked a year in advance, to creating a burger and wine bar. And obviously affordability is key as well now. You also have Bibi that has the little katsu shop, the little soup shop, and the little bowernut shop, delivery only. Maize Tacos has Good Burger and Akibadori. This one, I don't think actually many people know about this because
I only
found out about it recently, but Sama from Akibadori has created something called Lean Mean Cuisine, which is a healthy delivery concept.
So will it have their amazing pizza on?
Yeah, so you won't find an amazing pizza.
I'll have to go to D3.
I know.
But it is really interesting, isn't it, that you know these brands and these food visionaries, for want of a better phrase, have had that time to reflect on the market and identify which areas perhaps need to be moved away from, and then some that perhaps there is an appetite for, pardon the pun. And it seems that's quite polarizing, lean and mean, and then some chicken as well. It's very, very interesting. What are you going to be eating or ordering this weekend?
Well, actually, you know, it's funny. For once, it's my fifth anniversary when I met my husband.
Aww.
And actually, he's taking me out for dinner, and he has booked, and he won't tell me where it is.
Oh, no pressure.
I'm a control freak. So I don't know where I'm going.
How do you cope with that?
I'm not coping very well.
I can tell.
I've got to ask 101 questions at the moment.
What should I wear? How far is the taxi ride? We're having lunch at Boardwalk tomorrow, which...
old school.
It is. Well, do you know what? Speaking of kind of, you know, romantic, we were married at the Yacht and Golf Club on the island just off Boardwalk. And my husband had his kind of, you know, grooms and ushers lunch there. And it's a lovely, lovely spot. So, and actually they do really good pizza. So we're going to take the kids and just kind of break up the day a little bit there. But at the minute, I'm still trying to figure out what I'm kind of comfortable with, if that makes sense. And, you know, I think that's why I chose to go to Korean. And I'm trying to go to places where there's a familiarity aspect, or I know the people behind it, or, you know, I've been a regular in the past, because I feel like I can freak out quite easily. You know, I went to Mall of the Emirates last week and I was like, not ready for this, and I'm okay, thank you, bye. Whereas, you know, going to Korean was very different. It's a strange time, Samantha Wood. It really is a strange time.
I think it is. And I think you've used the right word. Familiarity is key. I struggle with going to a mall because you have to wear your mask all the time. Now, other people might feel more comfortable with it, but it's hard to breathe, frankly, if you're shopping for 2 hours wearing a mask. But once you're in a restaurant and you can take it off, that's fine. But you've got to go. At the end of the day, a dining experience is about going out there and being relaxed. And if you're not going to be relaxed, then just stay at home and then perhaps treat yourself to delivery rather than having to cook, if you can. Also, I mean, disposable income is down as
Absolutely.
Well. So people are watching their pennies. And I think that's why you see the rise of these sort of real comfort food at really affordable prices as well, because restaurants do realize that their customers are impacted as well.
I think it's going to be really interesting to see what happens over the coming weeks and months in terms of atmosphere, because we don't just go to a restaurant for food.
Yeah.
You know, we go, well, I go to people watch, and, you know, kind of get out and about. And if you're going to go to a restaurant that is really empty, are you going to get that feel-good factor, and would that encourage you to go back again? It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. You, as we all know, are very much at the forefront of the dining scene here. So we'll be checking in with you, kind of finding out what's happening, who's hot, who's not. And in the meantime, what's the best way of getting involved in your initiatives to keep supporting the Dubai dining scene and follow you on social media, Samantha?
Yeah, so I created this hashtag in March at the start of the crisis called UAE Restaurants Unite. And anyone can use that hashtag. It's a popular search now. So I'm sharing updates from restaurants where they've got new offers and openings. But you can also, if you've been out dining and you want to share something on social just to support that restaurant, use that hashtag and it's popping up in searches. So you're giving them a little bit of love.
Brilliant.
And my Instagram handle's @foodiva.
Brilliant. Thank you so, so much. We will catch up very soon to talk the latest foodie news. In the meantime, have a lovely weekend, and I'm going to be glued to your channel to see where exactly your brave husband actually took you. Have a good one.
And might take my phone off.
Probably will. Happy anniversary.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.